resolutions on directors, I would prefer it if the directors be allowed to actually speak to their own re-election. My question for Mr. Ferguson is that he's still involved, I think, with BT, which owns about 14% of Westfield Holdings. I think you could probably argue it's been the greatest portfolio investment ever made in Australia by an institution. It's been a fabulous result. My question is, when he sits on the Westfield Holdings Board and the Westfield Trust Board, how does he feel he can be looking after the interests of Westfield Trust when the funds management company that he's involved with has a much bigger commercial interest in Westfield Holdings than Westfield Trust? So whose interests is he looking after when he's sitting on those two boards? And I would submit that he actually has a conflict of interest in sitting on the Westfield Trust Board because he represents the second largest shareholder of Westfield Holdings.
Well, Mr. Mann, you're wrong on two counts here. I think the percentage of ownership of BT, not as much as you proposed there. BT, I believe, has also, the BT Funds Management has also interest in the Westfield Trust. Not sure how many shares. I think here you are have the integrity of Ferguson, who has been an outstanding corporate citizen of the Australian corporate scene. And he knows when and where to put his attention to. Besides that, the decision to buy or sell Bankers Trust Funds, the funds management arm of Bankers Trust, takes no part in it. Any other questions?